Today is Tuesday, August 10th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I've been watching YouTube videos on how to create good PowerPoint presentations. I don't know. Once again, I just really like learning things. I just, for whatever reason, learning, I don't want to have a test. I don't like to study. But man, I love to watch training videos, especially YouTube videos, like how to do this, how to do that. But, and it's amazing what some of these, I think I'm going to, because I'm trying to get better at my presentation skills. And it's just good to be able to present things in a way that people can understand, but also make them pretty so that people enjoy looking at them. And I was thinking, oh, you know what I could do? Because I found this YouTube video where this guy was, he's taking sample PowerPoint slides from online. And then he does a tutorial where he shows you how to recreate them in PowerPoint. And I thought, you know, because I always feel like I suck at creating PowerPoint presentations. And I think one way to get better would be to look online, just Google PowerPoint sample or something. I don't know, PowerPoint templates or whatever. And not actually buy them or download them, but just get screenshots of them, of a slide that you really like. And then take it into PowerPoint and try to recreate it. I don't know. And then I feel like I would, you know, get better. I feel like I would get better at creating my own. Just like, oh, how did they do that? And then go in and try to do it myself, you know? So I don't know. The things I do. You know, yesterday it was machine learning. Today it's how to create PowerPoint. I still want to go back to the machine learning stuff, but oh my God, math. I don't know. I feel like it would be a really good skill to have and, you know, oh, I know how to do machine learning or whatever, but I don't know. It's, I've got to go back to it at some point. There's only so much time in a day though. So we talked about the Grape Festival. Saturday was, there wasn't actually much on Saturday. Mark had that wedding and I didn't want to go. So I'm like, I'm not going to go to that wedding, but I woke up when he woke up to get ready to go to the wedding. And I thought, well, I might as well be productive. If he's going to be gone, I might as well do something productive and not just lay around. Cause if I'm productive, it'll feel less like I just wasted my time. So I thought, well, I'm going to mow the yard. So I mowed the yard. And then he was having lunch there. So I thought, okay, well, I'll go have lunch. And so I got Whataburger for lunch and that was it. I watched something on TV. I mowed the yard. I got lunch. I watched something on TV. I'm not even sure what it was. You know, who knows? How to create PowerPoint slides. I have no idea what I watched, but and just kind of hung out until he got home. Oh, yeah. Sometimes I go back and think, oh, I'm going to rewatch this show. There was a show called, again, I love a procedural. For anyone who's either listened to this podcast for very long or listened to any of my 5 million other podcasts, you'll know that I love procedural. I'm just preparing for old age. I love game shows and procedurals. And I just was like, well, what am I going to watch? Because I don't want it to be something that Mark would want to watch because we would watch that. I don't know if any other couples have this problem. But when you do a lot of TV watching together, you don't want to start a new show or watch a show without your significant other because you're like, if I start this and they wanted to see it, then there's going to be this whole, is this my show or your show? And you've already started it. Now does the other one, like, do you go back and watch them again with, you know? And so when I'm alone and I'm watching something, I need to pick something that he has no interest in seeing or I know he's not going to be interested in. And I'm pretty sure with most procedurals, he's not going to be super interested, especially like old ones that have 6 or 7 seasons. So I was like, oh, here's Cold Case. I remember watching that. I didn't watch the whole thing. I remember watching one or two seasons of it and then kind of forgetting about it. And I thought, oh, that was pretty good. So I watched Cold Case. I watched about four episodes of Cold Case. And it's pretty good. It's pretty good for, you know, for what it is. And then when he got home, we just kind of hung out. And our plans for the evening were to have dinner with my parents. My stepfather's birthday was on the weekend, and he's 72, I want to say, or 73. Let's see, he was born in 49, 59, 69, 79, 89, 99, 2009, 2019. Oh, he'd be 72. So anyway, we had that, and Mom wanted to go to P.F. Chang's, and my brother was in town as well. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, what is going to happen, you know, here? Because I've started to get to the point where I don't enjoy going to family functions with my parents, because my mom is such a Fox News watcher that I know she's going to bring up something political. She's going to say something political. She's going to say something I don't agree with or whatever. And I don't know. I think I'm going to talk about it more on Throwing Down, so I won't go into a lot of detail, but basically I worry about that. And so I'm like, oh God, got to do this. My brother and my mom, the older my mom gets, the more and more my brother and my mom agree. But it actually went fine. I needed to get a quick present for my stepdad. And even though he's 72, he is somewhat of a gamer. He has a PlayStation. Now, when I say he's a gamer, he likes to buy their flight simulation games and stuff like that. It's not like he's playing, I don't know, Call of Duty. Is that a game? I'm not a gamer either. So let's see. Halo. That's probably an old one. I'm trying to think of what the kids are playing nowadays. Is there a... Oh, what's that one that's really popular with kids? Where you drop out of a plane into a Fortnite? I want to say Fortnite. I don't know if that's on PlayStation though. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He's not playing any of those games. He's like playing Flight Simulator, you know. But I got him a gift card for PlayStation. And that was pretty much our evening. We had dinner and then we went for dessert to their house, and it was fine. And then Sunday, we finished watching the Olympics. We watched the diving. I wanted to see Tom Daley dive again for a final time. And actually, he said they had done, you know, they always ask these Olympic stars, are you going to go to the next Olympics? And because these athletes, they tend to age out. It's unlike other things where you can keep, you know, if there was an Olympics for trumpet playing, for instance, and one of my favorite trumpet players went, it's not like I would have to wonder, oh, are they going to age out and not be able to go to the... No, I mean, you can play trumpet your entire life until you die, pretty much. But unless you have, you know, unless your lips fall off or you have some other, you know, weirdness. But for these Olympic athletes, they age out. And so you always get that question, oh, Are you thinking you're going to go to the next Olympics? Are you retiring? You know, what are you doing? But it seems that both Simone Biles and Tom Daley have said they're probably, I don't know if probably is the right word, but they're definitely thinking about going to the Paris Olympics in 2023. And, so I'm excited about that because I love both of them. I want Simone Biles to deal with her mental issues, but I would love to see her performing at peak again because it's really enjoyable to watch. And I know she enjoys it. I know it's her passion as well. I mean, I don't know her, but anyone that gets to the Olympic level, I mean, I feel that like that's got to be your passion. And I always wonder, when you retire, And you can no longer, your body just cannot maintain the level of perfection that you had achieved to go to the Olympics. That's gotta suck. And then you become a coach, but you're coaching people, and over time you're less and less able to do those skills and those different, you know, those different things that you're teaching to the, I don't know. I just feel like it would be depressing. Like, oh, well, you know, I mean, I guess it's like it with anything getting older, because as you get older, you don't look as good as you did before. You get wrinkles. I guess it's the same, but so anyway, we watched diving. We just kind of hung around the house on Sunday because I had already, I went and did grocery shopping while Mark was at church. It's my last Sunday without a church service to have to go to, because our orchestra rehearsals start back tomorrow. And so we just kind of had a relaxing day. I mean, I did that, but when he got back, we pretty much were able to relax the rest of the day. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.